brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into this second hour of worldwide broadcast as we blast out on the AM and FM dial, simulcast on WWCR shortwave, and the internet at Infowars.com. You can always listen to us via the internet, even if you move away from where you have a local station or the local station changes formats. You can always listen at Infowars.com. You can also subscribe for free at Infowars.com to our daily podcast at the end of the show each day. The 3 hours free will be sent to your iPod or MP3 player device. And you can also listen to me if you live here locally in Central Texas, Sundays on News Radio 590 KLBJ. And now that show has been syndicated. So that's how you can listen to us locally, 590 AM. All right. Let's go ahead and continue with the South Park discussion. And we've got the fellow running for Senate out of Montana, Stan Jones, joining us in the next segment, who gave that incredible speech on C-SPAN yesterday that we'll re-air before he joins us in the next segment. Right now, let's, considering the one world government system, this is from South Park where Bush, at the end, let's go to the Bush clip. I know I told you the conspiracy theorist clip, but let's go to the Bush clip at the end where they admit that the government didn't carry out 9/11. They just want you to think they did so you think they're powerful. I mean, what an incredible conspiracy theory South Park comes up with to try to discredit us. Here it is.
Don't believe what he says, boys. We caused 9/11. It's all right here in these secret documents. But you'll never get them.
Then Bush drops them behind him.
I knew it! You didn't plan 9/11 and you didn't really shoot that guy!
Boys, you don't understand. People need to think we are all powerful. That we control the world. If they know we weren't in charge of 9/11, then we appear to control nothing.
Why don't you just tell people the truth?
We do that too. And most people believe the truth. But one-fourth of the population is retarded. If they want to believe we control everything with intricate plans, why not let them?
Just one thing, Mr. President. How the devil did you know we were all here?
How come you couldn't just go home, dude? That's all we had to do. Stan! What the f***? It was all planned out. You knew this whole time? Why? Because it was me. I'm the one who took a dump in the urinal. What? The stalls were full and I didn't want to miss recess. I didn't think it would turn into such a big deal. So you blamed the government?
And the government was more than willing to take the blame so long as it made them look responsible for 9/11.
Oh, man, now everyone's gonna know. Why did the stupid Harley boys have to be so good at solving mysteries? So wait. Stan took the dump in the urinal and he contacted the conspiracy website, but the conspiracy site was run by the government?
Okay, so they also equate it with the person that makes up 9/11 goes around using the restroom and on the floor, and he's an anti-Semite, and he's insane. And it is a total sickening attack piece. Then, you know, that's hitting the base level, the mindless idiots that watch the show. The more sophisticated shows, again, hit you at multiple levels. It's got about five different levels. Google Video's got the whole show up there. We've got a link to it after the broadcast today if you want to go watch it. The reason we spent this much time on it, and we'll spend more time later, is because this is the template. This is how they attack us. This is how they go after us. This is the type of disinfo they put out. And we had to beep out a lot. We had to clip out a lot. Sorry about some of the mild juvenile humor there, but this is what's on television. We're, again, as a documentary radio show, documenting this. That's our format, and showing you what they're doing. It's just incredible. They're now using the biggest guns in popular culture. Huge ratings for South Park in key demographics of, say, 12 to 30. And they are just hitting us really hard right now. But it's not going to work. People are going to go research it. They're going to go look at it. And they're going to find out that, indeed, it is an inside job. All right, we've got an amazing guest coming on to join us. I'm really excited about it. Stan Jones, Libertarian for U.S. Senate, the people of Montana. Got a link to his website up on Infowars.com. We'll also play the C-SPAN clip where he laid out the Security and Prosperity Partnership, the North American Union, the secret organizations that are destroying the sovereignty of this country right now. Stay with us.
It's here.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
As snow falls on the majestic Rocky Mountains, it eventually melts. The water east of the Continental Divide travels downhill over 1,600 miles before reaching the Atlantic Ocean. On the western side, water travels downhill almost 1,000 miles to reach the Pacific Ocean. As you ponder this miracle, ask yourself this question.
How many people and animals has that water passed through before it reaches my area?
Berkey has revolutionized the way water is purified simply and naturally. At the heart of these portable systems are the Black Berkey purification elements. So powerful, these elements extract pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, heavy metals, and yeah, they can purify that downward flowing water. Berkey purification systems get rid of the unhealthy stuff in your water while leaving the healthy, beneficial materials that your body needs. For more information on the powerful Berkey purifiers, call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call today, that's 888-803-4438, or visit us on the web at berkeywater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU. And ask for George.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We're going to have open phones in this hour. From Texas to Montana, from sea to shining sea, you're welcome to call into the broadcast. You're welcome to call in from Japan, Australia, Mexico, Canada, where we routinely get phone calls. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. I was busy talking to Stan Jones during the break, who's running for U.S. Senate out of the great state of Montana, and I forgot to tell the folks running the show, hey, producer, will you get that clip of Stan Jones from yesterday ready? Oh, you already had it. You read my mind. Let's play that first. I think this is better than the introduction I'll do. This is Stan Jones on local PBS. He hails from Bozeman, and this aired nationally, was rebroadcast on C-SPAN, and here he is. And then he's talking to the incumbent who's voted for all this New World Order garbage, and listen to his little sniveling comment at the end. We'll air this three-minute clip, and we'll go to our guest. Here it is.
I wish to thank the sponsors for inviting me. I don't often get invited. This was an important debate. I had planned another closing message, but I feel compelled to say what I'm about to say. Now, I risk sounding like a conspiracy theorist, but it's no longer a theory. What I'm about to say is fact. The secret organizations of the world power elite are no longer secret. They have planned and are now leading us into a one-world communist government. The combining of national governments started with the European Union. That union started with trade agreements, then a common currency, the euro, and now a European Parliament that is feverishly passing laws that override the laws of the member nations. A constitution was drafted but rejected by a few of those nations, but never mind. They implemented it anyway. Now it's North America's turn. Building on the North American Free Trade Agreement, the NAFTA section of the Commerce Department is busy drafting laws and regulations for a North American Union, a union of Canada, America, and Mexico. The President has attended secret meetings and signed at least two agreements under the Security and Prosperity Partnership Program. Information leaked out about the meetings, and now it is all in the open. No treaty has been signed, so Congress has not become involved. However, money from our Treasury is now being spent for this effort. We will have a new currency, the Amero, and a new constitution modeled on the Soviet Union's constitution. Our rights will not be inalienable, but they will be granted by government, who can also take them away. One sign that this is our future is the plans for the superhighways from southern Mexico through America and into Canada. These plans are not secret any longer. Huge amounts of property will be taken in the name of free trade, peace, and security. You will have a national ID card with a radio frequency chip in it. That's already law in America and will be implemented by May 2000. This man voted for it. You will not be able to move about freely. This is terrorism of the most worst kind, brought on you by our own government. The strongest, freest nation in the history of mankind will be averaged into world communism. Is that what you want? Are we the people still in control of this nation? We must begin to act like we are.
Stan Jones. On that, Conrad Burns, 3 minutes.
Sure glad you got such a rosy outlook on our future for our kids.
Yeah, ha ha ha. And then there's Conrad Burns. I'm sure glad you got such a rosy outlook for our children's future. If you care about your children, you look at the facts and you stand against things that will destroy their future. Our open borders, the North American Union, the dollar being devalued. It is official that our government is being folded into an international world system. The international bankers actually just control communism as one of their vehicles. And joining us is the individual that said those words on C-SPAN, and he's got my full support. And I hope that all of our Montana listeners, not just on shortwave and the internet and satellite, but listening on KGEZ 600 AM, and that's out of Kalispell, Montana. It's also known as Z 600 AM, heard in quite a few towns and cities. I hope you'll get out there and support Stan Jones, Libertarian for U.S. Senate. Thank you for coming on with us, my friend.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Out of the gates, tell us a little bit about yourself, how you got into this, and what your chances are of winning, and then let's talk about your journey, your awakening, finding out about the full depths of this new world order.
Sure. I'm a native Montanan. I was born and raised here. Went to college right here in Bozeman, where I'm from, and joined the Air Force, spent a career in the Air Force, and retired and came back home. And I've been involved in politics since the 60s, and I've been running for office for the last 8 years. I'm very concerned about what's happening, and you don't find out what's happening with the local television or your local newspaper. You find out about what's happening by listening to guys like you and by constantly visiting the internet. And so I've been quite alarmed, and one way that I want to fight it is to run for office and put out the message like the message I put out Monday night.
Exactly. Even if you don't win, but you've got a good chance, the polls show the majority of people are really mad at the incumbents of both parties and both parties themselves, the entire false political left-right system. But regardless, you get to get on TV, you get to go to hundreds of meetings and speak in front of tens of thousands of people. You get to really be the salt of the earth.
I wish all that were true, but you forget, I'm a libertarian. Like I said, on that little clip you played, I don't get invited to all of the big debates, all of the televised debates. This one was very important to me because it was televised statewide, and
Well, that's how they do it. B-Lo, who owns the Dallas Morning News, has been launching the most savage attacks on Kinky Friedman and the other third-party candidates, literally gave double time to the mainline candidates, and then every question was mean they put to the real third-party candidate, Kinky Friedman. They're scared to death of independence, and yeah, it's wrong that you've been frozen out of some of the other debates. This is how they keep the monopoly going.
That's true. That's exactly right.
And, but please continue, sir.
Yeah, we have to change that. We have to. I will pay my money to register and run for office. I've been doing that. I ran for governor twice, and this is the second time I've run for Senate. And I don't have a hope of winning because the fix is in. And but I do get the opportunity to travel around the state, and even small debates, I put the message out. So that's why I do it, and why I'll continue to do it.
Well, you really need to be commended. I'm sure there's people who'll tell you you're not doing enough. Have you ever seen this phenomenon of those that do nothing or not as much as we do, telling us we need to do this, need to do that? That's kind of one of my pet peeves.
I agree with that. One of mine, too.
Now, let's get a little bit into this North American Union, because I always like getting other perspectives. I've been studying it for more than a decade. A true voice in the wilderness, but there were many before me who were, I mean, I have New York Times articles, original newspapers that were written. One was in 1937, a full cover page story. In fact, I got to dig that out of storage because I'm making a film about that right now. I forgot about that too. In fact, if somebody's got a copy of that, I've been having trouble finding. If somebody's, I was begging Mr. Jones to send me a better copy of his debate. I'm you know, making this film right now. I'm kind of in that gathering mode of information. Fast and Furious, but there was the New York Times, 1937, whole front cover page. I got this about 8 years ago, with the 10 regions of America, no mentioning FEMA, saying we were going to be merged with Canada and Mexico, and then a North American Union. This is nothing new. They wanted to do this back in 1918 with the League of Nations, Mr. Jones.
Oh, yes.
But I mean, give us your take on it, your view of the North American Union, and your research and your view.
Well, the North American Union is... Well, first of all, it's treasonous. The preamble to our Constitution starts out, we the people, and it finishes, do ordain and establish this Constitution. Constitution is our law that governs the government. And the government cannot summarily cast our Constitution aside. And that's the thing that's really upsetting me. And the founders were very intelligent the way they set up our Constitution. And if I had to change the Constitution, the one thing, the most important thing I would do is put in a provision that anybody that did not comply with their oath of office would be tried, and if convicted, would not be able to run for office again nor ever be employed in the government in any way whatever. And that, I think, would put a stop to a lot of the problems that we have. Our founders couldn't believe that America would put people in their government that were not honorable. And that's the problem that we have nowadays. We just don't have honorable people in our government.
Well, back then, people read the newspaper for entertainment. They were into politics. They liked to be informed. There wasn't as much going on. A lot of it's because things got complex. Things got fast-moving. The world got, you know, so big, basically, with so many things in it and so many diversions. And we had it good so long because of the liberty, we got pretty darn decadent. And so now we're going back into bondage. When did you first learn of the American Union actually being officiated?
Oh, golly, I couldn't pinpoint a time, but I've been reading about it for, probably 3 or 4 years, about it coming together. But recently they've accelerated their plan. And, of course, the Council on Foreign Relations is America's organization front organization, I might say, that does all the planning, and they've put together the plan, and it's available.
Oh, that's right. That's right. We've read much of the plan towards the North American Union here on air, and they create the plan, the government signs on to it, and now, what, 3.5 weeks ago, they had a secret meeting in Canada, Mr. Jones, where they even had Fortune 500 companies there having a governmental meeting, but the public, it was secret, can't let people know about our secret meeting between the three governments and our corporate owners. We'll be right back with Stan Jones, running for Senate in Montana. Talk a lot more about the North American Union. Open up the phone calls as well.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed. And there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
I'm here to tell you it takes a lot of courage to get up on national television and lay out the facts that our government's been hijacked by criminals, both Democratic and Republican, and that they're carrying out terror against the American people. But that's what it is. They're terrorizing us. They're taking our freedom. They're eating out our substance. Go read the Declaration of Independence. Stan Jones, running for the Senate in Montana, joins us. I know we got loaded phone lines, callers all over the map. I'll go to your calls on whatever topic they're on, but you'll go to the head of the line if your question or comment is for Stan Jones. And coming up in a few minutes, a DJ in Illinois, Mike, Michael, Paula, John, we're going to get to all of you, but DJ first because their question is directly for Mr. Jones. But in this short segment, Mr. Jones, I wanted to specifically get into how we help you win, or how we help you at least get the word out to more people, and how folks volunteer for your campaign there in Montana. I know it's getting up to the wire, but this is the key time. And then I want to talk about the response. Give us some intel. The response you've gotten in your area when you go out with this hardcore message of liberty.
Well, the response is in two different camps. I just had a reporter for a local newspaper call me, and I had to tell him to get off the line so that I could be sure that I could be on with you. And but he started asking questions about how I feel about being such a nut. And that's typical of most of the newspapers.
Why don't you give me his name and his email address, and I'll have 10,000 emails with the SPP documents, their website. I'll send him the video clips of Lou Dobbs, quote, "America as we know it is now gone." In fact, will you cue up that old Lou Dobbs clip, Scott? There's like five of them in there talking about North American Union. It's the first one. I want to play that later. Why don't you send these clips, Mr. Jones, to him of CNN admitting it, or of major magazines and newspapers admitting it, or Canadian headlines, secret North American government meeting. I mean, what's wrong with this idiot?
He's not paying attention.
Oh, he probably knows. He's probably for it. What newspaper is it? Is it the Bozeman?
Bozeman Daily Chronicle.
Bozeman Daily Chronicle. And what? And he said to you, how does it feel to be such a nut?
Well, he didn't use those exact words, but that's basically what he was saying.
Can you give it to us word for word? I want him to understand the mindset of a slug.
Well, let's see. I'll have to try to recall it. He says, how do you feel about having people react to you the way they do?
Oh, yeah. So he said, oh, they say you're a nut.
Yeah.
But I tell you, they've had national polls. The majority of Americans now know about it, and they're very upset.
Yeah. Well, the newspapers don't know about it.
Oh, I agree. They're usually the least informed. I mean, but what does the average person say, not some, you know, in their own world, newspaper reporter?
Well, since the broadcast of the debate, I've had a number of people call me or email me, and one guy said, gosh, I would support you for president. And so there are a lot of people out there who are smart enough to know what's going on. One guy sent me an email and said, I thought what you said about the Amaro was a little bit crazy until I went to the web and investigated. And he said, man, it's really quite surprising.
Oh, they're officially announcing it. I would also send them the co-sponsored bill by 12 congressmen right now, written by Ron Paul and Good, Congressman Good of Virginia, that pulls us out of the North American Union and calls for an investigation. I mean, it was signed last March. We're in it.
Yeah. I called for the impeachment of President Bush because of his actions here. They're quite outside of his authority in the Constitution.
Well, you know, Ron Paul did that here, and now his Democratic competitor is using the audio of this show, and it was in two newspapers, to try to go after Paul. And his office has been a little concerned about it, but I told him, hey, it's the truth that will make you more popular, which it is. But I'm glad that you've had the courage to just stick to your guns with that.
Yeah, I think the man has to be impeached.
But imagine the Democrats are using that against a Republican congressman, Ron Paul, right now.
Yeah.
The Democrats are defending the president.
Yeah. Well, they'll use anything to gain more popularity.
But 60-something percent in polls want Bush impeached. I mean, what does that idiot Democrat think he's doing?
Yeah. Well, maybe he works for the newspaper, doesn't know what he's talking about.
Actually, he's a former high-powered lobbyist, so they work for the real bosses of this country, the foreign interest.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we all need to get behind Ron Paul and support him and support you. Ron Paul, though, is still like 66 in the polls. He'll win by a huge landslide. We're going to be right back, sir. We're going to take calls. Any other issues you want to discuss, we'll tell folks about your campaign website, which we have links to on Infowars.com and a lot more. He got up there and he hit them hard. Traitors. Treason. Terrorism against the American people. He's Stan Jones from Bozeman, Montana, running for U.S. Senate. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
As snow falls on the majestic Rocky Mountains, it eventually melts. The water east of the Continental Divide travels downhill over 1,600 miles before reaching the Atlantic Ocean. On the western side, water travels downhill almost 1,000 miles to reach the Pacific Ocean. As you ponder this miracle, ask yourself this question.
How many people and animals has that water passed through before it reaches my area?
Berkey has revolutionized the way water is purified simply and naturally. At the heart of these portable systems are the Black Berkey purification elements. So powerful, these elements extract pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, heavy metals, and yeah, they can purify that downward flowing water. Berkey purification systems get rid of the unhealthy stuff in your water while leaving the healthy, beneficial materials that your body needs. For more information on the powerful Berkey purifiers, call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call today. That's 888-803-4438 or visit us on the web at berkeywater.com.
Price includes 4% down payment at 8% APR over 30 years.
If you could own a home for $199 a month, would you do it? Because the government and private banks are liquidating thousands of homes right now. Homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed for as little as $199 a month. For a list of foreclosures in your area, call BNI at 1-800-899-7633. Homes of every shape and size are being liquidated right now. To find these foreclosed homes and properties in your area, homes for as little as $199 a month, request a listing from BNI today. Call toll-free 1-800-899-7633. If you can afford $199 a month, you can afford to buy a home. But you can't afford to wait, because these homes are being liquidated immediately, many for as little as $199 a month. For a list of homes and properties in your area, call 1-800-899-7633. Find out what $199 a month can get you by calling 1-800-899-7633. 1-800-899-7633.
That sundown on the Union, I think that's apropos. We played that again yesterday with Bob Dylan. Before we go back to our guests and the calls, here's one of Bob Dylan's songs. I think this is a few years old. Sundown on the Union, talking about all the third world slave goods and how the country's breaking apart and being flooded with illegal aliens. Do you have that Sundown on the Union there? Here it is.
You know this shirt I wear comes from the Philippines, and the car I drive is a Chevrolet. It was put together down in Argentina by a guy making 30 cents a day.
Good old Bob Dylan. He's got so many songs that are really hard-hitting. It was interesting to hear from a little bird that Bob Dylan knows all about the New World Order, or that he's starting to learn about the New World Order. But I won't tell you any more what I heard from that little bird. But everybody, I guess, who's got any brain cells knows this country's in deep trouble. And if you love this country, you see, my patriotism, Mr. Jones's patriotism, Stan Jones we're talking to, your patriotism as listeners, is more than skin deep. It's deeper than a faded little plastic bumper sticker made by slaves in China. In fact, the criminals in the government, they say it's patriotic to butcher the Bill of Rights and Constitution, to get rid of our borders. You know, there is such a thing as denial, though, Mr. Jones, and it is hard for me to even believe when I have the documents, the official announcements, mainstream news stories. I've known about it for decades, over a decade. It's still hard to believe they're really getting rid of the country right now. They're really bringing us in to a North American Union. They're really getting rid of our freedoms. They really passed 6166 that overturned the entire Bill of Rights and habeas corpus. Comments, sir?
Yeah, I agree with that. Some of the legislation that's being produced nowadays is unbelievable. How can anyone with any intelligence whatsoever sign their name to that, vote yes for that? And I think the reason is that they get so much pressure from the president and others who are members of the Council on Foreign Relations that being politicians that they are, they get all this pressure and they can't vote no because of the ramifications for their career. But So they're looking at their own self-interest as opposed to the interest of the nation.
Well, I totally agree with you. You're absolutely right. What's your path out of this? Is it, let me guess, educating, ring the alarm bell, let the people know that that this is really happening?
Well, that's part of it. But my way out is I believe that going to the national government is a waste of time.
I agree. I always say local. That's where we can still have an effect.
That's right. I have a plan to go around the state of Montana and conduct meetings and try to get the population of Montana organized. At least, you know, a few people. It doesn't matter how many. Just get a few and start showing them good videos about what's happening and start getting them educated about what's going on. And then I've already drafted about 25 constitutional amendments for the Montana State Constitution. And in 2008, we'll be introducing all of those to amend the Constitution to get our local governments, and especially the local sheriff, because he is the chief law enforcement officer.
That's right.
And he reports directly to the people because they elected him.
He's a bulwark, a last ditch defense against the federal encroachment, the control. The feds can't come into that county unless he authorizes it. And they have been neutered. They have been emasculated. They have been turned into little sock puppets of the central government.
Well, what we want to do is provide them with guidance as to what their duties are, and if they don't perform, then they can be recalled. And the whole idea is that those sheriffs, the local county sheriff, will be responsible for protecting our rights from anybody, feds, state-level agents, whoever. But the local sheriff is the guy that's got to do it. And he's the guy that's got to be supported by the people. And if necessary, he can deputize a number of people in his community.
Yeah, that's right. The answer on the border is the states funding the sheriffs taking action, hiring more deputies, deputizing citizens. There'd be endless volunteers. That's the answer. It is not the feds. The feds have totally been bought off by international interest. It's all gone, folks. And again, 60% turnout in the presidential elections, 8% nationally on average. It's 8-point-something. I forget the exact number. We need to get 60% locally. If the good people turned out and believe we could affect change again and were informed and got constitutionalists, libertarians, truth tellers, freedom lovers, whatever you want to, paleo conservatives, I would imagine you identify with all those terms, Mr. Jones.
Yes. It's got to happen at the local level. It's got to happen at grassroots level. And even at the state level, it's difficult. Now, Montana has a population just under 1 million. And we're the fourth largest state in area. So we have a lot of highways.
Massive resources.
Yep. And we have a budget of $7 billion. But guess what? 3.5 billion comes from the federal government.
That's right. And people say, oh, that's free money. No, they take a dollar, send an average of 32 cents back with control and strings and social engineering mechanisms attached. We need to break that. We need to remove that. We need to keep our money and have that locally and get that control out of our lives. Because the string goes from the internationalist and the banks into Washington. So it's not even federal money now. It's not even federal control. It's private global crime syndicate control. The CFR itself interfaces with the Bilderberg Group, who's scared to death people even know about their existence. They love you to hate Bush or hate Clinton or hate Hillary or whatever. They're all just puppets. They don't want us talking about who really runs things. Mr. Jones?
That's true. And you just reminded me of a great documentary. I don't know if you've heard about it. America from Freedom to Fascism.
Yes, we've promoted that here and had Aaron Russo on. We're going to carry it as soon as it comes out on DVD in the next few months.
Great. And, I knew about all the things that that film presented. But when I saw that, I walked out of that theater with a stunned realization of how much the federal government is taking away from us.
Yeah, it's a great film. Aaron's done wonderful work. We're going to be again promoting that DVD as soon as it comes out. That's when it's really going to have a big effect. Let's go ahead and take some calls, sir.
Okay.
You game for that?
You bet.
Before we do it, your website, it's got a lengthy address. We've got links to it up on Infowars.com. Are there any other addresses other than the mtlp.org/jones/home.htm?
No. If they get to MTLP, then they'll be able to get to my site.
And that's the Montana Libertarian Party.
That's right.
MTLP.org. You go there, you can find it real easy. Get behind him, folks. He's the type of libertarian we need. Sounds like a Ron Paul libertarian with even more courage. Let's go ahead and take a call. Let's talk to DJ in Illinois. DJ, thanks for holding. Welcome.
Hey, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Okay. Usually I don't talk too loud. A couple statements and a couple questions, please. Number one, thank you for running. It sounds like you're a statesman and not a politic.
Thank you.
A politic we define as many and then blood-sucking parasites. And Alex, thank you for having him on. I don't know whether you realize it, but there is a Rockford AM station, WLUV, out of 1520, that does carry your broadcast. And when we get close to Rockford, that's one place we can point people.
And that's out of Rockford what?
Rockford, Illinois.
Oh, yeah, I know about that station.
The land of the Chicago machine.
Yeah, there's so many great stations that pick us up, and I need to. I should start asking all the listeners, how are you listening? That way I can always thank the stations. But we've got so many wonderful affiliates, and we thank them all.
We aren't close enough to get it. I'm on the Internet.
Sure, I understand.
But anyway, we can point people there when we get in that area to do business.
We salute all of our affiliates' courage and commitment to this republic. What's on your mind?
Okay. The question for Mr. Jones. What do you think we should be doing nationwide to wake up our police and military to keep them from being used, the Military Commissions Act, from being used to blackball the police and military into obeying the horrendous unlawful orders to come?
Yeah, she's talking about, of course, the unconstitutional 6166. Again, I use this because it's the best example I've got. The government, and this you said, Mr. Jones, so I know that means me. I'm joking.
I'm sorry. That's right.
No, I know you meant Stan. Well, no, seriously, which Jones is it for?
Stan.
Okay, Stan, go ahead and you tell
me. Both of you.
Oh, okay. Well, what we have to do is what I was just talking about before you came on, and that's to get the local sheriff involved. Now, the police departments will always take the orders from the city council and from other people, and they won't necessarily comply with their oath to uphold the Constitution. So we've got to give the police sheriff's department as much power as we possibly can. And
of course, they're doing the opposite now. From Maryland to you name it, to California to Illinois, they're erasing sheriff's departments in the incorporated nothing police department with no real constitutional authority. It derives right out of the county and state charter. Tell the sheriffs what to do, just like these district attorneys tell grand juries what to do. That is backwards.
Well, I've written an amendment to the Montana State Constitution, which quite clearly says that the sheriff is independent and will not take any direction from any other office. And his duties are to uphold the Constitution and support the rights of the people. And for any state that has an initiative process, boy, I sure hope that you jump on something like that, get that initiative going. And, of course, the world powers are trying to eliminate the sheriffs, or at least the election of sheriffs, and make them appointed office.
And again, that's why they hate it because the first incorporated police was in 1870 something in New York, and they literally just hired the street gangs and put them in blue uniforms before it was the sheriff. Why? The people weren't dumb. If you're going to have somebody with weapons and men, they're going to report to you. That's why they're getting rid of them, because these police departments, they report to the International Crime Syndicate.
Absolutely. So we've got to preserve the elected sheriff position, someone that reports to the people.
God forbid, that sounds like Al-Qaeda.
Oh, no, I think it sounds good.
I'm being sarcastic.
I know you are.
Stan, I'm sure you've seen those training manuals where they say gun groups, land rights groups, constitutionalists, we're all terrorists.
Yeah, you mean the pamphlets that the FBI put out?
Yeah, and now they're in Texas, New Mexico, North Carolina, Virginia, not just the original one out of Phoenix.
Yeah, that's pretty sad.
Oh, no, that's freedom. Yes.
Yeah.
Alex?
Yeah, DJ, go ahead.
Do you have time for another question?
Yeah, go ahead.
There are two people running against the Chicago machine for governor of Illinois, one constitutional and one libertarian. Can I give out their info?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, the Constitution, it's Randy Stoffelbeam. The website is www.runrandyrun.com. And I think you'd love his Second Amendment position. I have not been able to find out the positions on the libertarian one. That is Mark McCoy. The only thing I've got for contact on him would be the www.lpillinois, spelled out.
.org. Yeah, listen, I appreciate your call, but let me just say this to everybody out there. I think it's fine to give out email and addresses and websites for other political parties just randomly on air. That's why we have Stan Jones on right now. And I'm glad she did that. But frankly, everybody should be finding out who the third-party candidates are. Everyone shouldn't have to hear it. You should be looking it up. If you don't have a computer, you should be at the library typing in third-party candidates for the state of Texas, third-party candidates for the state of Ohio. Comments on that, Mr. Jones?
Yeah, I think it's important. We're making more progress at the local level with third-party candidates.
Yeah, thousands of them are getting elected now at county commissioner, city council, state senate. That's the way to do it.
If I were to become popular in the state of Montana running for a national office or for governor, you can't imagine how much money they would be pouring into this state to beat me. So that's why I say the fix is in. There's hardly any way that a third party is going to get elected to a national office or to the governor's office.
But I think I see your stratagem. You are getting well known by running on a national level, and then you can use that as capital for the city or county level.
That's true.
And then you can shoot under radar. Once you get in and are good, though, they'll stack up against you next time. But by then, you'll be in a power position and can raise money yourself.
Yep, that'd help a lot. You bet.
That's a good. So that is your strategy?
Well, I probably will never run for a local office. I'm just too pumped on the national issues. But that is a
good
strategy.
So by doing that, you're being honest that this is a bully pulpit.
Yes. Yes. I think the fix is kind of in. I had fewer invitations for televised debates this time than I had the last three times that I ran. So I think the news media and the others, they're all just saying, hey, he doesn't have a chance. We're not going to include him in the debates. And I think I got included in this debate because it was sponsored by the university. And 2 years ago when I ran for governor, they didn't include me, and I sued them. So I think they wanted to avoid the suit this time, and so they invited me.
Well, that's another thing. They tell us all to be nice. They tell you to be nice, to sit down and shut up. They tell you being nice gets you ahead. Hey, when people are abusing you, taking your liberties, taking your freedoms, don't be nice.
No, you can't be. You can't be.
We're going to come back after this break and talk to Michelle, John, Mike, Paula. Mike disagrees with me, so you really should go to the head of the line, but we got callers for you here. We'll go to you, Mike. We'll go to you after the break and let you bring up your point. And give out the contact info again for our guest. To continue on to the third hour with the South Park attack on 9/11 Truth, which is important because it shows the template they're using, North Korea threatening to nuke us, but they're not the threat. Let's attack Iran. It's unbelievable. All this and a lot more straight ahead. Final segment with Stan Jones running for Senate in Montana when we get back.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul taste, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the Advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
That's right, don't worry. It's documented. The truth always comes out. The media is going to lie about SPP, North American Union, and it's all going to come out. People are going to learn. They're going to lie about 9/11. They're going to lie about the war. They're going to lie about the border. They're going to lie about it all, and it's going to come out. And they're going to lie about how they're Christian conservatives, and it's going to come out what they're really into up on Capitol Hill. Bunch of perverts. They're a bunch of criminals, and criminals are into weird stuff. Normal people, though, seem to be naive and not involved, and so we get taken over every time in history. Then things get bad, and we stand up and kick some hind in. And Stan Jones is doing that. Go to InfoWars.com, link through to his website, and give him some financial support, or get out there and knock on doors for him in Montana. And we'll let him plug that in a moment. We'll go to Mike here in a second. If you believe in what we're doing here on the air, go to Google Video, click Video, and get a link to Terror Storm, my new film, for free, and give it to your email address, post it on message boards. Help us. They've been censoring it. They've been deleting our views to keep us out of the top 100, where tens of millions will watch it. We've had well over 4.5 million views now, with them still deleting and freezing our numbers. If we can stay in the top 100, near the top, 30-plus million will see it like loose change. Help us make sure that happens. Go to Google Video. Get the link to Terror Storm. Give it to everyone. Do not stop. I want to thank those that have been taking action. And, yeah, we need some capital around here. Go to InfoWars.com, and please order Terror Storm, my new film. Please get Martial Law. Please get Road to Tyranny. Please get the other books and videos by other authors and researchers we carry at InfoWars.com, or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. Or you can write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Please support us, but that's a side issue. The key here is getting the films to make copies of the DVDs. Oh, that's really effective. A lot better than passing around, you know, foggy internet videos. Going back to Mr. Jones, Stan Jones, running for Senate in Montana, briefly, because I want to take a call from Mike here, how do folks financially support you?
Well, you know, I want financial support, but not for my campaign. I want financial support for the plan that I described before, where I go around the state and get people organized into groups in every community and inform them and show them what they can do, get signatures for initiatives, get out and civil disobedience for certain laws, whatever it takes.
Yeah, we got to get aggressive. Give folks your contact info.
Okay, good. Stan Jones, P.O. Box 6202, Bozeman, B-O-Z-E-M-A-N, Montana, M-T, 59771. Or you can go to the website, and I believe I have my email there. If not, my email is stanjones@montana.com.
Oh, good. stanjones@montana.com. And, again, we have a lot of listeners in Montana. We have a shortwave internet and a commercial AM station, 600 there. And so people also need to go out and help you and meet with you. Maybe they can go out, too, and organize. I mean, don't wait for orders from headquarters, folks. Take action. Stan Jones, thank you so much for spending time with us today. And I hope to talk to you again in the future as your operations expand there in the information war.
Thank you very much for having me on, Alex. I appreciate it, and God bless you.
Hey, I appreciate you telling me you're going to tape that this weekend when the debate re-airs and send me a good copy of it.
You bet I will.
God bless you, sir. Take care. Godspeed.
Bye.
All right. There goes Mr. Jones. Hope you do support him. He's a real gem. Took a lot of courage and put his money where his mouth is on C-SPAN and called this government terrorist, because it is. It's illegitimate. It's terrorist. He's a real patriot. All right, Mike, you disagree with me on something. We'll go to you. We'll go to Michelle, John, Paula. Take a bunch of calls, then I'll get more into the South Park audio clips, the huge 9/11 hit piece, more on North Korea threatening the nukes, a bunch of domestic news. Third hour is going to be totally jammed. Stay with us.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Blackbird.